This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, Lonzo Ball, it's your agent.
What's up?
I've got a commercial opportunity for you from Buzzballs Ready to Go Cocktails.
Nice. My last name is Ball. The product is a cocktail in a ball. I get it.
That's what I thought too, but no. They want you for your hands. They think your big hands will show off the size of their new Blue Biggies ball.
Big Blue Balls? Really?
Get Blue Balls this season with Buzzballs.
Please drink responsibly. Buzzballs available in spirit, wine, and malt. 15% alcohol by volume. Buzzballs LLC, Carrollton, Texas.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
If we get the Joe Flacco who is out of F's to give.
The fact that people want to get on their phones and show people you're an adult.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Joe Flacco is my favorite player in the league.
I'm saying root for him.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, ESPN NBA insider Shyam Charania. ESPN NFL analyst Louis Riddick. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We're going to have a little What's More Likely this hour, correct? Are you ready for that, Christopher? Right in the middle of this
Let's
hour?
Let's go, baby.
Is that
what we're
going to do? Fantastic. Shyam Charania is slated to zoom in. I believe he was just on with Pat inside of Gainbridge Fieldhouse. So that's what's going on in Indianapolis right now. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We'll take your phone calls here on the program. Just chatted with Tommy P, Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. Game four is tonight in the NBA Finals. When you say gotta have it, if you're the Oklahoma City Thunder, can't go back. I mean, yeah. I mean, these are the phrases we use in sports talk, right? Like they gotta have it. If they don't have it,
they would still have
finished.
They would still have more home games than not. If they don't get it tonight, but would prefer to get this one and go back to OKC 2-2.
Yeah. And that would mean we're getting closer to the 7-game series that everyone would love to see.
Mm-hmm.
But Indianapolis would love to show up in full force tonight and take care of business.
There's only been one team to come back from 3-1.
That's the Cavs, right?
Yeah. So this is kind of do or die.
Right. And I don't think like. If who would be the enforcer on Indianapolis? They don't have one, right?
Obi Toppin kicks someone in the.
That's what I'm saying. Obi Toppin kicks.
Yeah.
Kicks SGA in the church bells.
Yeah.
In the Halliburtons.
James Johnson. Hello. Mm. He's the toughest man in the NBA. Go. Like.
Okay.
Yeah. He's the enforcer.
Joining us here now on the Rich Eisen Show. Thrilled to have him on the program. It's been quite some time. I think it's the first time he's been on since. He joined ESPN and the Disney family of networks. Joining us from Indianapolis right now is Shyam Charania. Good to see you, Shams. How are you, brother?
Rich, I'm good. Great to be back. It's been a minute. It's good to be back.
It's good to see you. What is going on with the New York Knicks head coaching search, Shams? Because it looks like
I've been hearing that a lot.
Yeah.
Like the one word I keep thinking about is unorthodox. I mean, people around the league I talk to, like they haven't seen anything quite like this. There's always stuff that happens behind the scenes, Rich. Like you've been around the game enough to know, you know, teams are, I'm not going to say tampering, but teams are always having conversations about things. And so, you know, but to do it in a way where you're reaching out to teams, requesting permission, you know, teams with current head coaches, they've been denied by 5 teams this week. I mean, there was a 24-hour stretch where they were rejected 4 times by teams. And then Billy Donovan with the Bulls was the latest. So Billy Donovan with the Bulls, Quinn Snyder with the Hawks, Chris Finch with the Timberwolves, Ime Udoka with the Rockets, and then Jason Kidd with the Dallas Mavericks. And so I think, you know, it gives you an idea that those are the types of coaches that they wanted to see fill that seat. And now I think what the Knicks' mindset is continue to be patient with the search. They're the only vacancy right now in the NBA. So they have time on their side, and they, to my knowledge, they're using that process as really an educational tool to see who could be available, who could we talk to, who could we go get. Clearly, neither of those five. So I would expect this weekend they're going to continue to do due diligence and potentially hone in more on these available coaches that are out there, free agent coaches that are out there, maybe some assistant coaches around the league as well. I mean, you think about names that are out there like Taylor Jenkins, Mike Brown, Michael Malone. There's going to be some assistants with other teams. Potentially you could see that make fits. So it's definitely unorthodox, to put it least.
Well, the issue is if they do introduce one of those coaches, and you know, Michael Malone, his dad has history with the Knicks, and obviously he's from the area and he's won a championship, Shams, and obviously the guy's got a great resume, but on the resume would now be clearly the sixth choice of the New York Knicks, right? Like, that's the problem, and that's the thing I don't understand is, wouldn't they, I mean, you know the association better than most, wouldn't they at least have an inkling through agents or through somebody that they would know in these organizations that, does that mean there was interest from these head coaches and they knocked on the door, you know, thinking that the knock on the door would pry the coach loose? I mean, what do they think? One of these teams would actually say, yeah, take Chris Finch. Like, really? Like, what's up with that?
Yeah, it's definitely something where if you're firing a coach like Tom Thibodeau, who took you to four playoff runs in 5 years as head coach, that took you to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years, mm-hmm. a quarter century in New York, that's a big deal. And you fire a coach like that, you would think that they have a person lined up, that they have a course of action in place. And so for sure, this process shows that they probably were flying more in the dark than a lot of us thought they were, that they were really still searching, that this was going to be a true search. I think there was definitely some skepticism that when you fire a coach like Tom Thibodeau, they probably know they're going to go with, you know, Michael Malone, or they're going to have this coach lined up. So it's unorthodox. You talk to people with the Knicks, and the response that I get is, this is all part of the process, that this is something, it's an educational process for us to do due diligence, see which coaches could be available, see if we can do more research on some of these coaches. So you have to take them at their word. They are the only vacancy there. Technically, there is no deadline for them. The only deadline is before training camp opens up in late September. So they're not really under any type of a gun or pressure there. And so I really do believe the Knicks are going to be patient now. And they went through this process. And there's always moments to see first, right? This is a first in the NBA where a team is going to fire a coach that made it to the conference finals for the first time in franchise in 25 years. And then there's going to be calling around the league for current sitting head coaches. We haven't never seen that happen in the league.
Okay. So this is, I'm so excited to have you here because I get an answer to a question that I've been asking into this microphone since I saw your tweet about Jason Kidd in particular, saying that Dallas gave a firm rejection. What is a firm rejection, Shams?
Can you Rich, put more on that phone? I'll give you some examples. I'm sure. Not going to say that was this one, but out of the five rejections,
yes.
Some of the scenarios that I heard was, you know, teams would just hang up. They would say no and hang up. Teams would have maybe some profanity. Maybe there's some F no. You know, in other situations, it's the owners calling the team and being the one to be like, you're not talking to our guy. And so, listen, the Knicks probably expected some of these responses. Anytime you reach out to other teams for their head coaches, you are susceptible for that team to have some kind of a reaction. And the Knicks went through this exercise, an educational process in their mind to see which coaches they could potentially talk to. And out of all five of those coaches, there was really one coach with just 1 year left on his deal, an expiring contract. And that was Billy Donovan with the Bulls. And I think there was some optimism that maybe they could pry him out. But Billy Donovan wants to stay in Chicago. He believes in their future there. So you think about it, the Bulls and Hawks, two teams that are really fringe play-in tournament teams. And then the other three coaches are on contending teams going in next year. So whether it's a contender or a play-in type team, the Knicks just did not have success in that lane that they were on.
And then in terms of, again, your predecessor, Woj, Shams, had a way with words, certainly when it came to tipping picks. He had a whole thesaurus on how to come up with different ways to announce that somebody was about to be selected. I noticed in the Quinn Snyder post of yours, Shams, you didn't say firm rejection. You said firmly denied. Is there a difference between a denial and a rejection, or they're the same thing in your estimation, Shams?
In my mind, it's the same thing. But I do think I think once it started to become known that other teams were firmly denying, I think, or firmly rejecting, I think other teams are like, you know what, we also got to be a lot more firm with our guys.
Okay, Shams. See, at least I'm paying attention, right? I'm paying attention to your word choice. Firmly rejected. It sounded like my prom night. Shams Charania here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, so did Giannis shut the door on a trade from Milwaukee this past week? Did he say, I'm staying, pretty much, or what?
I didn't see him. Did he say that? I didn't see that.
No, he was basically talking about how he loves Milwaukee and he's as committed as ever to loving it. He's loyal to the city. Is that where he is in private, or where do things stand right now with Giannis? It's a great way to say.
Yeah, things stand where the Bucks are operating under the belief that Giannis Antetokounmpo will remain a Buck going into next season. Mm-hmm. That they're going to have him. They've had discussions on, you know, playing him more on the ball, having him be more part of the ball, be the focus of the offense more with the ball in his hands, not playing off the ball as much as he potentially did alongside Damian Lillard the last couple of seasons. And Doc Rivers and John Horst there, they really believe that this team has a chance to contend in the Eastern Conference next season. You know, potentially you look around the league, people look at the Eastern Conference a certain way, clearly, but Indiana up 2-1 in this series on Oklahoma City. So with those two factors, and at the end of the day, Giannis Antetokounmpo has been there for 12 years. So you're banking on the equity that you built with them. But I reported during the NBA draft lottery and combine week that Giannis Antetokounmpo was open to exploring his options outside of Milwaukee. And there were some serious conversations, you know, with his representatives internally. There was a lot of chatter around the NBA, no doubt. And so I definitely stand by that. But, you know, again, there's going to be a level of skepticism just based on the fact that Giannis Antetokounmpo has been there for 12 years. He's shown nothing but loyalty there. He's spoken, though, about how much he wants to win a championship. He wants, you know, he doesn't want to be a guy that only wins one ring. Like, he's going to have a tough time sleeping at night after his career is over. So those are his words. He has said that on the record. And so if he believes that this Bucks team is a championship team next season and for years to come, and that Doc Rivers and John Horst have sold him on a championship vision next season, that's certainly his prerogative. And there's definitely a belief around the NBA that, you know, Giannis Antetokounmpo, will he be on the board? Will he not be on the board? That it might be that he is bought into what's going on in Milwaukee right now.
So you also were saying, I saw you said on Pat's show that the I guess off season, for the lack of a better phrase, is going to be off the hook with the NBA. Do you still feel that way right now? But there's going to be a remarkable amount of activity, including some bold-faced names on the move. Shams, you feel that way still right now?
For sure. For sure I do. Yeah. I mean, obviously we have the Kevin Durant market. You have the NBA draft coming up. You have free agency coming up. There's always going to be wild cards. There's always going to be some surprises.
Is Cooper Flagg going to be on the move? Or you just think the Mavericks are going to just take him and rip the knob off, Shams?
The Mavericks are going to be taking Cooper Flagg for sure.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So he won't wind up on the Lakers with only them making a deal for him. Shams, that's not happening. It's going to be Cooper Flagg.
No, I don't expect that. He's actually going to go visit them this upcoming week after Father's Day. We'll spend time with Nico Harrison, Jason Kidd, that organization. So, he'll be there for, a couple of days. And, I think they have fully honed in on Cooper Flagg as the number one overall pick in the NBA draft.
But you think, would the second overall pick be in play? Would that be in play, do you think, right now with the Spurs? The Sixers are obviously sitting there at 3. What intrigue do you think is involved with the draft coming up and free agents to be, Sean?
I think we're going to see a ton of draft pick movement. Okay. You know, if I had to, you know, pouch it for the Spurs, I think they probably keep that number 2 pick versus not. It always, when you think about the top 3, it always takes a massive offer to go, you know, come up on, you know, come off it, and for a team to move up. So they're going to get a ton of calls between now and June 25th on offers to move up from teams 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We'll see if there's any traction on those conversations. But listen, Dylan Harper's a guy you have to look at number two. But the Spurs are going to get plenty of calls on it. But I think, you know, there's going to be a ton of movement, I think, this year, not only in the lottery, picks moving up, picks moving down throughout the NBA draft.
Okay. And Durant, do you think, is the first that could be moved? What do you think, Shams?
Kevin Durant is the best available domino right now. He's the guy that everyone's got their eye on right now in the NBA. And from my understanding, there is some traction in conversations, some significant conversations ongoing with the Suns to move Durant sooner rather than later. I think there's some motivation with some teams to get a deal done. In the last 24 hours, I'm told the focus with the Suns conversations have been on the Houston Rockets, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Miami Heat. So those are three teams that had interest in him at the deadline that could see whether they get a deal done, bring him into the mix, allow themselves to potentially have a better chance of competing for a championship. And, you know, the biggest key there is the fact that he's got 1 year left on his deal, about $54 million. And so does a team need to have a guaranteed understanding that he's going to have an extension agreement locked in? Is there a team that just takes a swing for him? There's also some wild card team. There's been about 6-8 teams calling to the Suns, making offers, reaching out. So I do think sooner rather than later, there will be a move with Kevin Durant.
Okay. And last one for you here, Shams, just to circle back. You said that there's no real deadline for the Knicks to find their next head coach. You mentioned training camp. So you're saying that it's possible as a possible midnight strike for when they have to make that move. You think the Knicks could go through a draft, free agency, make all these moves without a head coach offering any insight? And then once the roster's set, go find the right coach for it? You think that that's a possibility, Shams?
Rich, you always want to have a coach locked in, sure. Especially for the draft and free agency. So for sure, I'm positive that's the preference for the Knicks. But the way they're operating, from my understanding, they don't believe they're under a pressure point right now to make a hire. They just want to get it right to give this chance this team the best chance to win a championship.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming on, Shams. And as a thank you, we're going to give you a scoop. Shams, because I keep talking about the Knicks coaching search and what are they doing and why do they keep going after people who are taken and getting rejected?
Did they reach out to you as well?
Well,
and you rejected.
No, Shams, I'll put it up on the screen. Gilbert X Gallego, a consumer of this show, he turned down the Knicks job. Just let us know, and I'm letting you know as well. So take Gilbert off the list, okay? Will you do that?
Along with probably hundreds of others out there in the Twitter universe.
Well, the whole thing is just that it's not like these coaches are rejecting. It's the teams basically saying, you know, pound sand, you know, and
exactly.
Maybe the Knicks are hoping that one coach, when they hear about the interest, will try to force the issue. Is that part of this scenario as well? You know?
Potentially, but so far, no luck.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time. Have a great time at game four tonight,
Rich.
Taking it all in. And thanks again, and congrats on everything that you have built yourself. And I look forward to more chats with you, Shams.
Thank you. Talk soon,
ladies and gentlemen. Shams Charania here. No luck.
No luck.
None.
He says.
Okay.
No luck.
Sorry, Gilbert.
Gilbert's out.
Ah, yeah. I was pulling for him.
I heard he was like one of the higher ranking contendees for the job, Chris.
You know what? It's so rare that we have fun on this program about somebody's report or tweet or post and get an actual answer.
Because we did notice the language, how it was different.
We were saying
between denial and
it
rejection.
It sounded firmly rejected.
Right.
Firm denial, like firmly rejected, sounded like that line from A Few Good Men. Oh, you object? No, I strenuously object. Oh, well, then in that case, well, right. It's overturned. Strenuously object. But firm denial, firmly rejected.
Firm rejection.
He said was hang-ups and even an F no.
Which we were speculating about yesterday. Like, how did it go?
No.
Like, what? Excuse me.
Did he say an owner also?
Yeah.
Like, is it possible A-Rod's like, I got this? You know what I mean?
I hope so.
Hey,
honestly, I hope
Alex,
so.
Or our buddy, my longtime Run Rich Run buddy, Mark Lurie, gets a call saying, so the Knicks want Chris Finch, and either one of them is like, I got this. And Lurie's from Staten Island. He's like, I speak New York. Hold on a minute. Let me get, hey, Jimmy Dolan, hey, you there?
Hey,
Jimmy?
Hey.
F no. GTFOH.
Click.
I speak New York. Is that, could that have been it?
Please, God, that would be amazing. That would be so great.
I think you're being too nice about it.
And you know how they record like the NFL draft, like when they call the kids? Who has the recording? Who is videotaping?
Yeah, nobody.
The calls.
This is not content.
Everything is content.
For us it is, and that's the point of this, is that if you are going to call another team for their head coach, who has, in the case of the Timberwolves, taken the team back-to-back years deep into the playoffs, and clearly has a pulse on the young Jedi Knight, you know, and or Udoka, you're going to call up Ime. If you're going to do this and then keep trying, you're like dialing for coaches. Like, who wants to come and coach the Knicks? We want to speak to your, like, you're throwing a dart at a board that the team is done with their coach or is willing or is eager to get out from under a contract. Mm-hmm. It's going to get out. It's going to be content. It's going to get out.
Somebody's
going to
text Shams like, hey, you'll never guess. Dolan just called us.
It's not just that. Also, it's agents who want to screw it up. Like, what if, again, I'm just saying, what if any of these coaches, I'm just going to take a stab, I don't know. But what if one of these coaches they're calling for is also Thibodeau's agent? Or is friends with Thibodeau's agent?
There you go.
And wants to do a solid. Or they've known Thibodeau. Or they've known one of the assistants who's just lost their job, too. These could come from anybody, anywhere. And I'm assuming the association is like the NFL. Chatty people are everywhere. Certainly around the one event that's remaining in the league. Super Bowl week, Combine week. Good Lord, is everybody telling you a story? And these are stories, you know. It's like that line from The Godfather. Pop, we got some people in the newspaper business. They might like a story like this. You know? It's got to get out. So, hey, Taylor Jenkins. Hey, Michael Malone. Hey, it's Mike Brown. Everybody, new coach of the Knicks. First question in the press conference. Mike, you know, you were... What did you think of all the coaches that the Knicks reached out to? You don't think somebody in the New York media is going to ask a question like that? Maybe not first up, but at some point? And obviously you get through all that. It's awkward. It's embarrassing. And then you just dig into the business of trying to win a championship for New York. And if that coach does, this entire conversation becomes moot. In the same way, nobody talks about the draft choices the Bills gave up for Josh Allen at all. Because Josh Allen worked out. So this might just be an unfortunate footnote. I hope that's the way it is. But it's interesting to me. He says Shams just called this whole thing unorthodox, that you don't see this sort of thing.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, you don't see this sort of thing. And the two coaches that are available, where you don't have to ask for permission, were both bounced in some of the most unorthodox way by being bounced in the last 10 games of a season in which your team is on the way to the playoffs. Denver's coach and Memphis's coach.
So weird.
They're available because they got bounced in the most unorthodox way, and they might wind up with a new job because of the most unorthodox coaching search we've seen in some time. Let's take a break. Wow. What's more likely? Friday, next on The Rich Eisen Show.
This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out?
Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill, too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal check for traffic and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Let's talk about coffee, people. If you're like me, your day cannot begin until you've had your first cup. Whether you're gearing up for back-to-back meetings, shuttling kids back and forth to activities, tackling an endless to-do list, your morning sets the tone for it all, and the perfect cup of coffee sets that tone, crafted just for you. Enter Trade. Trade is my number one U.S. coffee destination, bringing you fresh coffee from over 50 of the country's top roasters. Trade's experts have taste-tested thousands of coffees to curate over 450 amazing roasts. Just take their quiz, and under a minute, they'll match you with your perfect coffee. If that first bag isn't quite right, Trade will replace it for free until they nail it. And if you're headed out on summer vacation with Trade's subscription flexibility, you can pause or shift delivery while you're away and resume when you're home, ensuring you'll come home to great coffee, iced coffee too. So right now, Trade is exclusively offering our listeners 50% off your one-month trial at drinktrade.com/Eisen. That's drinktrade, TRADE.com/Eisen. Eisen for 50% off your one-month trial. Drinktrade.com/Eisen. We just played a video of Bill Pullman on the program years ago talking about working with Mel Brooks and Spaceballs. And Spaceballs 2 announced yesterday. Our friend Josh Gad was here a few weeks ago. He told us that when he was leaving, that it was coming. We didn't say anything. And then it's now official. And apparently Rick Moranis is coming out of retirement to play Darth Helmet. And Mel, God bless him, at age 99, is going to play Yogurt, who is Yoda. Yeah, yeah. Bill Pullman's son is in it, along with Bill Pullman. The whole cast getting back together.
Oh, can't wait.
Now, are you a Star Wars person or you're not a Star Wars person?
I am a Star Wars. I kind of checked out a little bit on some of the recent stuff, but
okay.
Obviously the back in the day ones and the re-release of the first three.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you a Star Wars person, TJ? You're not? You got to turn your microphone.
Because
that one was me.
Yeah. Thank you. Heavily into the original Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I've never been able to.
Okay.
I'll never get that feeling again with any of these new ones that I had when we were kids and those came out.
Cage gets a little older. We'll watch Mandalorian and Andor.
Let me tell you something.
I heard those
Mandalorian,
were amazing.
Yeah. Excuse I did me. Watch that. Listen, I was into that. The Disney
Mandalorian
stuff. Was awesome.
I'll just say this. Are you a Star Wars person?
Eh.
Okay.
Not so much.
Oh, darn it. All right.
Mandalorian was
well,
great.
Well, again, Mandalorian season one is phenomenal. The following episodes-ish. Andor is one of the best
Incredible,
TV shows
right? People
I've
said it's amazing.
Ever seen.
I keep hearing that. I need to watch that for sure.
Andor is, and again, Mandalorian is still Star Wars kind of for kids as well. Andor is fully adult program.
Oh.
And it's confusing at times, certainly for kids to watch. You got to kind of guide them through it, through some plot points. It's created by Tony Gilroy, who was the writer director of Michael Clayton, just to give you an idea. And I think, did Tony Gilroy write Rogue One? Was he the guy behind Rogue One? Do me that favor, look up. I should have looked it up before going down this path here.
Well, he's the Bourne movies.
He is. Yeah. So he's the creator of Andor. And do me a favor, look up. Was he the guy who wrote Rogue One?
He wrote Rogue One. Yeah, Rogue One is amazing.
Rogue One
is great.
So you like Rogue One?
I did.
You must see Andor.
So is Andor like
Andor
leading
is the
into
prequel to Rogue One?
Got it.
Which is, as you know, Rogue One is the prequel to the first ever Star Wars.
Takes you right up into the first scene, basically.
So what somebody decided to do years ago is say, we need to have a Star Wars prequel and explain what happened leading up to the original Star Wars. Mm-hmm. I don't know why somebody came up with that idea. Great idea.
Cool idea.
And then somebody sat down and say, let's call Tony Gilroy again, unless it was his idea, and say, let's create a television show about what led up to Rogue One. How did Andor get born? The acting, the writing, the directing, it is truly one of the most spectacular TV dramas I've ever seen. Cooper and I just finished it yesterday. The reason why it's fresh in my mind, and I'm bringing it up now. Marrying it to the ripped from the headlines, Spaceballs 2 is coming back, which is great for Taylor because she loves Spaceballs.
Love it.
Because I am best at ever. Introducing her to, and Susie, well, I shouldn't say that. Susie's a massive Mel Brooks fan. But you gotta. I could not more highly recommend it on Disney Plus, which you can see right here on Roku. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I saw everybody talking about it earlier this year. So
that amazing, and it was so satisfying the way it ended.
All right.
And we are based off of that. Cooper and I are 100% watching Rogue One again this weekend. Maybe I know what I'm going to do for Father's Day now.
Nice. There you go.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. Leave me alone and let's watch Rogue One. Not in that order. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here. It's a What's More Likely Friday. Time to do it. Hit it. Hit it.
What?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right. What do you got over there, Christopher?
Everybody good? You guys good? Happy Friday.
Hey.
What up? What up?
All right. Guys, is it more likely? We talk a lot about this guy and this team all offseason now that they are one. Is it more likely Aaron Rodgers is a top 10 quarterback this year or the Steelers miss the playoffs?
Why does it have to be one or the other? I mean, top 10 quarterback?
Why can't he be 12?
Well, I mean, that would be Terry Bradshaw's number, and you know that's off the table.
Yeah, it's bark chewing right there. Yeah, we can't have it.
Bark chewing.
Chew on bark.
Top 10 quarterback?
Chris, can I ask what criteria makes you top 10, though? Like, yards, touchdowns, the QB rating? Well, like,
I mean, screw it. Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do it. Hold on a minute. Let's do it.
Because you realize last year he was eighth, despite everyone thinking he was so off.
Eighth in what?
In rating. Or I might be wrong about that. I think I am wrong about that. Never mind. I was looking at yards. My bad. Okay. He had the eighth most yards.
Hold on,
I was shocked by.
I'm almost there. I appreciate you guys.
At the end of the year, you look at all the stats. You look at the quarterbacks. You say, "Oh man, well, he was a top 10 quarterback."
Forget about stats. I've got Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar, Josh Allen, Stafford, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels. That's seven.
Okay.
Rodgers doesn't crack that seven.
Nope.
But again, what are you basing this on?
Hold on. The eye test, knowing what you see of what a top 10 quarterback is, sir.
I'm literally, there is so much criteria as to what is top 10 here.
And now you're in the realm of Goff, and you're in the realm of Baker, you're in the realm of
Herbert,
you know, you're in the realm of, who else are we getting in the realm of here? You could say Stafford could get in that realm.
Rodgers is 20th in passer rating last year.
I get it. He wasn't a top 10 quarterback last year, but I think the Steelers aren't missing the playoffs. So why don't I just say Rodgers is a top 10 quarterback this season? Just for time purposes and move on.
Glad we talked that out.
I think he could pop into, 10. I mean, who else am I missing that is just by eyesight a top 10 quarterback in the league?
Did you put your boy in there? Brock Purdy, Baker Mayfield?
No, I mean, Purdy is in the conversation of cracking the top 10.
Stroud, Jordan Love,
sure.
Herbert.
He had the seventh most touchdown passes last year,
too. So I'll say Rodgers, top 10 quarterback. That's more likely. What else, Chris?
More likely, a disgruntled edge rusher to get a new deal first. T.J. Watt, Micah Parsons, Trey Hendrickson.
I will go T.J. Watt. Because the Bengals right now are a total wild card as to when midnight's going to strike. And Jerry Jones does things like signing contracts that are generationally enriching the night before week one.
Yeah, Mike is good. He knows he's getting his.
So I'll go TJ Watt because the Steelers are the more conventional. I will instead of saying functional, I will say conventional way of, like, they know it, we know it, Steelers know it, Watt knows it, Tomlin knows it. They are not going to let this thing linger. Period. End of story. The other two, I can't speak to. I'd go TJ Watt, most likely. What else, Chris?
How about this one? These two guys were awesome last year. Mm-hmm. Second-year LSU wide receivers to be even better this year. Mm. Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas Jr.
Huh.
Who's going to be even better?
I will go with Brian Thomas Jr. How about them apples?
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll go there. I will go there. We definitely know who's throwing the football to Brian Thomas Jr.
Correct.
Do we know who's throwing the ball to Malik Nabers?
Maybe week one we do.
Okay. But weeks 1 through 18, we're pretty much health aside, we know who's going to be the guy. He may be wearing a sleeve right now. And who's the second wide receiver for the G-Men?
Off the top of my head.
You don't have one.
Wandale Robinson.
Do you know who's the second? Wide receiver for the Jacksonville Jaguars?
We think it's Travis Hunter.
It's gonna be. Yeah. So I'll go Brian Thomas Jr. Yeah, Billy.
That's fun.
That's where I'm going with that one. What else, like Chris? That.
He's a beast. Rich, it's so funny. I had written this before you had come up with this morning's open. It's so funny how we can be on the same page.
Pressurized
sometimes.
Quarterbacks.
We can be on the same page sometimes, my friend.
Simpatico.
Is it more likely in their career, Dak wins a Super Bowl with the Cowboys, or either Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson win one?
Oh, I'll go Allen or Lamar win one. They're younger, healthier. Yeah, I'll do that. Come on.
This is better odds.
Please. I'll take two versus one any day, right? And then the last two are MVPs of the league, right?
AFC much tougher than the NFC.
I am more interested in the answer of the gentleman from Pennsylvania, my colleague across the aisle, sir.
Do you not remember the convo we had last week where I had to hit myself in the head with a kendo stick because you were trying to bait me into saying that I thought that they were going to win the Super Bowl? I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to give Stephen A. Smith what he wants. No, I'm not going to say
that. How about just giving a direct answer instead of the kendo stick and the Stephen A. Smith? That was difficult for me to follow that logic.
Now you followed me.
You don't think Dak's going to win one with the Cowboys?
I don't. It's very. We act like winning a Super Bowl is easy.
It's not.
We don't act that way.
But
at
we're
all.
Playing what's more likely.
Well, what's more likely is two against one. Like
but have to play against each other, and they haven't made it yet.
That's
yeah. But the two guys are the last MVPs of the league, and they're younger and healthier than the guy.
Chris, there's no pressure on these two former MVPs.
They have a better roster. Mm-hmm. They have better, more, I guess. You GMs you can believe in.
The Cowboys have a better roster than the Bills, no?
Do they? Okay, Chris.
As a betting man, I don't know. Did you think that one through?
What do you mean?
It's just two against one.
Yeah. No, Jay Pelly, it's better when you don't talk.
Oh, wow. See, finally get a little courage.
Jason, you were perfectly.
Don't you dare say that to Jason Feller.
Question that you had, Jay Pelly.
That's what DJ says
all
the time.
Dare say that to Jay Pelly.
Yeah, the Bills and Ravens have better Super Bowl odds than the Cowboys, but I don't know. NFC's a little bit easier to get through, no?
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because there's
you think
a
the NFC is better than the AFC?
I think the NFC has the defending Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, and the AFC has a man named Mahomes.
I got it.
He's a bad man.
Okay.
What else, gets Chris? There a lot.
Oh, wow. What else, Chris?
All right, Jay Fell, you can switch music. Let's do it.
Shut up, let me answer.
Is it more likely the Pacers win the NBA championship in 6 games or the Thunder win it in 7?
6 for the Pacers. Rockman, that's more likely.
What did I tell you after the game 1?
Mitchell Pacers in 6.
Pick up sticks. Pacers in 6.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You believe in Indiana.
Dude, that's all they do is beat people when nobody's expecting them to do it. And you're even half, they're halfway to the NBA championship with just as many home games remaining as the 68-win team that's down 2-1, and we're still saying they don't have what it takes.
Who's we?
Really?
I didn't. I'm not saying that.
Well, when I say we, that
I picked the Pacers.
Okay. What I guess collectively, this is the conversation we're having.
Yeah, I'll mind my own business, sir.
Pacers in 6, more likely than not. Chris?
How about this one? More likely to be the higher number. The winning score of the U.S. Open below par, current leader -4, or Stanley Cup final overtime games?
We're already at 3, right?
We are.
I like that. And with 3 more to go, at least 2 more to go, that third one is asterisk if necessary.
Likely to happen.
Great question. I will go with Stanley Cup overtime games.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what the weather is going to be like in Oakmont.
Who knows?
At Oakmont.
It's only going to get harder. I mean,
based on the weather I'm hearing for Washington, D.C. for the weekend, because that is newsworthy conversation. I'm wondering if that might be some sort of a system that's messing with Western PA also. I don't know. But all you got to do is add some wind and we might just not need another overtime game in the Stanley Cup Finals, and I might be right. Other than calling it the Finals, it's final. My bad. What else, Chris?
We have to take a break.
Oh, we do?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Unfortunately. Well, the two that I have left are going to require some conversation.
Okay. So, we're going to keep what's more likely through the break then.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a first.
All right. Yeah.
I believe this has happened.
You want to apologize to the guys at home for the editing, or is it my hosting that's caused it to go up against the break?
It could be a combination of everything.
Stay tuned for the stirring conclusion. Stay tuned for the stirring conclusion of what's more likely.
Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe, discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
You're on mute.
Workday is starting to sound the same.
I think you're on mute.
Find something that sounds better for your career on LinkedIn. With LinkedIn Job Collections, you can browse curated collections by relevant industries and benefits, like flex PTO or hybrid workplaces, so you can find the right job for you. Get started at linkedin.com/jobs. Finding where you fit. LinkedIn knows how.
All right. Very rare. Let's go back to where we were. Last we left previously on what's more likely. Give me. Do we do the drop? Or we don't have time for the drop. All right. Let's go. What the hell?
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher, let's finish up strong.
Part 2. Guys, it's Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Happy Friday the 13th. Okay. I'm not sure Jason if you guys celebrate, but more likely to be the more successful sports name. Jason.
Hey.
Or the other Halloween franchise, Freddy.
Oh, screw that guy.
What do you mean more Freeman? Is that what you're saying?
Who is the better sports names, Jason or Freddy?
Meaning what? Jason's like.
Are Jason's better than Freddy's or are Freddy's better than Jason's?
Jason Kidd.
I thought this was kind of easy to
do. I got it.
No pressure.
McCourty. Oh, Kelsey. Freddy Freeman.
Freddy Couples. Freddy Lynn.
You know what I'm going to do?
Jason.
I'm going Jason, because I don't like the trophy the guy on the right was hugging.
Wow.
Yeah, Freddie Freeman may be a nice guy.
Taylor,
good dad, all that stuff.
Jason Terry, Jason Baratek.
I don't like.
So many great Jasons. And Freddie.
I can feel it.
Great. Jason, Freddie Adu.
Awesome.
Jason Richardson.
Great. Oh, I thought you were. I thought that was way
not
more.
Into it. Not into
you'd
it.
Be way more into that.
Not at all.
I love it.
And
you
left out Michael too. You know, that's the other thing.
Well, purposefully.
Michael, yeah.
Because that would have won.
You think we need one more?
Oh, sure.
Oh, my goodness. We'll get one more.
Who knew that was going to happen?
Not guys, me. Is it more likely the Red Sox win the series again this weekend against the Yankees? Or Juan Soto out-homers Aaron Judge over the weekend? Juan Soto on fire.
See, he chooses two things that I absolutely would never think is likeliest. So I'm now...
History would tell you that the Red Sox are going to win.
I don't appreciate.
But one is more likely than the other.
All right, Soto out homers Judge this weekend.
Okay, there you go.
But guess what? Judge will out homer Soto, and this dumbass thing with the Fenway monster head and all that business.
Wally. He has a name.
Okay. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to disparage Wally.
What's the Yankee mascot name?
We don't have one.
Exactly,
you know why?
You're
know
dumb and hate fun.
Not dumb and hate fun. Yes. No, we're not dumb and hate fun. We're professionals.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Inside the opening 45 seconds. What a goal! With that cannon of a left foot. All even at one.
Never miss a game.
What a start for the United States.
Shot from distance. What a goal!
Never miss a moment.
Exquisite from the San Diegan.
Can he finish? Yes, he can!
Yeah! The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.